What do you hear when you hear the word miracle? Miracles are something that happened in the Bible. Jesus did miracles. The first church did. Maybe now and then I hear about physical miracles in today's world. Perhaps we'll say miracles are the supernatural. Or are miracles also locked in the everyday detail of our everyday life? Albert Einstein said, there are two ways to live your life. You can live as if everything is a miracle, or you can live as if nothing is a miracle. And in today's scripture, there are invitations of miracles all around, just the physical miracle of a man walking. How can we see this in our own lives? Our scripture today is from Acts 3. Please read along. One day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Peter and John were on their way into the temple for a prayer meeting. At the same time, there was a man crippled from birth being carried up. Every day, he was set down at the temple gate, the one named Beautiful, to beg from those going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, he asked for a handout. Peter, with John at his side, looked him straight in the eye and said, "Look here." He looked up, expecting to get something from them. Peter said, "I don't have a nickel to my name, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." He grabbed him by the right hand and pulled him up. In an instant, his feet and ankles became firm. He jumped to his feet and walked. The man went into the temple with them, walking back and forth, dancing and praising God. Everybody there saw him walking around and praising God. They recognized him as the one who sat begging at the temple's gate, Beautiful, and rubbed their eyes, astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing. The man threw his arms around Peter and John, ecstatic. All the people ran up to where they were at Solomon's porch to see it for themselves. So in this passage, three invitations emerge. First invitation, look and be awake to what God wants to do in you. Peter, with John at his side, looked him straight in the eye and said, "Look here." He looked up, expecting to get something from them. Here is a man paralyzed from birth. Acts 4 says, more than 40 years. I wonder what were his desires, dreams, and wonders about life, especially in such a condition. How many times has he changed over the years? Perhaps when he was 6 or 7 years old, maybe his desire was to walk rather than to have money. He sits there and is just looking for a contribution to his existence. I think a person in such a position is just okay with what happens in life. And when he saw Peter and John, he saw the opportunity to get some more money, something to get him through the day. Circumstances often have a great effect on our lives. We are dumbed down for what we want in life, dumbed down for the miracles in our life. We just accept our fate. He's there, but he's not there. How many people in this life are also paralyzed to some extent in many more aspects than just the physical? Living only for the next day. Oh, what if I could only get through the day? If only this week can pass. How aware are we of all the miracles in our life when we are in that mentality? And therefore, perhaps Peter's words, look at us. Be present. Pay attention. We have more than what you seek. Many times we look without really seeing. Chanel, my wife, is of the opinion that I can't see things in the cupboards and fridge. In the cupboards and in the fridge. And when I ask where it is and she shows me that it's right in front of me, there's laughter. But it's not because I don't see it. I do. It's just, I just want to see if she knows where it is. It's a test. But there is a tendency, not with me, but with people in general, that we look at life without noticing the miracles in our lives. We look without seeing. This man is paralyzed. It's a daily challenge. But he has friends who pick him up every day and take him to the gate of the temple. There are people around him that cares for him. Wake up. In Peter's words, we don't have what you are looking for. We have more. And maybe that's a problem for him. Disappointment again. I can't find what I'm looking for. Many times it's better for us not to find what we are looking for. When I look back at my own life, I'm now grateful that I did not always find what I was looking for. It would have been a tragedy. If this man found what he was looking for, he would have got some money and went home paralyzed again. Peter says, I have no money, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. We have more than what you are looking for. We have the source of your life, your breath, your whole existence. Wake up to him within you. If you wake up to him within you, you will wake up to him outside of you. Get up and walk. Paul's words in Ephesians 5, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Paul says, to him who by his power that works in us is able to do infinitely more than we pray or think, much more, far more. He says, which no eye have seen, which no ear has heard, which has not entered anyone's heart, this God has prepared for those who love him. The work that God wants to do in you is far more than what you can imagine. It's unlimited and too big to even dream of. Wake up to this. Wake up to this greatest, to the greatest miracle of your life. The greatest miracle of your life may not be in a supernatural outer being, but in the supernatural inner being of your existence. So, when was the last time you talked to the Lord about your deepest desires out loud with the Father? With Jesus, your friend, with the Holy Spirit, to ask what he wants to do in your life. Holy Spirit, awaken me to what you want to do in me. The second invitation is to look and be awake to what God wants to do through you. Peter, who have John at his side, looked him straight in the eye and said, look here. He looked up, expecting to get something from them. These two men, full of the Spirit working in them now, were also encouraged to share this work of the Spirit through them. And we think, yes, but it's Peter and John. It's Jesus' disciples. Just in the next chapter, it says these two men were uneducated and ignorant. Fishermen by profession. With their own abilities, nowhere. And here's the thing. When the Lord works through us, it is He who works. We are instruments in His hand for His work, for His purpose and His plan. Maybe you are in a place where you think, I don't have what it takes to work for the Lord. Well, you are in good company. Peter and John, uneducated and ignorant. Gideon said, I'm the least in my family. Jonah said, I can't. I don't want to. I won't. Moses said, I can't even speak. Peter said, I have disappointed the Lord many times. But still the Lord wants to use us to work with Him in people's lives. There's no one, listen, there's no one with your gifts and talents as a combination. You have a specific plan and specific purpose for God's work. God put you together with great detail for a specific job just for you. In Acts 10, Peter says, truly, I only now understand that God does not favor certain people over others, and that God poured out His Spirit on everyone. Each one of us are invited for the work of God through us. No one is excluded. What is it that God wants to do through you? Maybe just for one person in your life. To be a miracle through the power that works in us for one. One conversation, one act of service, one step to help. With one miracle, more than 2,000 people were added to the number who became believers. What can your small step of obedience do? And then, third invitation is to look and be awake to what God wants to do around you. The scripture says, everybody there saw Him walking around and praising God. They recognized Him as the one who sat begging at the temple's gate beautiful and rubbed their eyes astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing. Every day has the potential that I can be a miracle for someone else. As a parent, as a colleague, as a child, maybe an economist, an employer, employee, neighbor, and. Without us realizing there is someone watching what we do. My actions, my words, my reactions, my getting up and going to bed can have an enormous effect on the world around me. As a parent, perhaps, a grandparent, a teacher, we have great responsibility towards those eyes that look at us. As a parent, I know and believe that that can be my greatest accomplishment. My greatest achievement or accomplishment can happen around me. Annie Stanley has a quote that says, your greatest accomplishment may not be something you do, but someone you raise. We are co-workers in what God is doing. Everybody there saw him walking around and praising God. Their eyes were on them. They recognized him as the one who sat begging at the temple's gate. They rubbed their eyes, astonished, scarcely believing what they were seeing. Acts 4 starts with Peter and John were still talking to the people. So the same people, astonished the same people that couldn't believe what happened, came to Peter and John and spoke to them. How God works in and through us to provoke response and conversation around us. The people came. They saw, they came. And verse 4 says, yet many of the people who heard their preaching became believers. And the number of believers grew to about 5,000. One miracle. 2,000 people saved. Mahatma Gandhi said, I'd be a Christian if it weren't for the Christians. But the opposite is also true. There are many people who follow the Lord today and are devoted Christians because of other believers whose lives had witnessed the work of God in their lives. It is said many times. Maybe it's a teenager thing. It's my life. I can do what I want. Well, not if you want to work with God. Then we don't do what we want. We do what He wants. We have the miracle of life in our hands. And our invitation is to look again. What is it that God wants to do in me, through me, and around me? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will awaken through your Spirit the work that you want to do in our lives, through our lives, and around our lives. May you awaken us for your dreams and your plans and the work that you have in mind for us, but also for each and every one that journey with us in this life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Receive the blessing. May the love of our Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the presence of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.